Fine, we'll just go. Gosh, this is the earliest we've ever started. Joe, can I hear your levels? Can you sound test for me?
Myrtle lies, motherfuckers, because I just don't care.
That's perfect. In fact, it's so perfect, I'm not even going to test myself. I'm just going to jump right in it. I was going to say something. Oh, I figured this all out earlier today, and now I can't remember what it is. Oh, I know what it was. Hey, they say you can't cross the same river twice, which is, like, bullshit, because I do it all the time. Actually, what they mean is every time you cross the river, it's different. Which is confusing, because it doesn't change its name. It's like, I'm going to cross the Mississippi, now the Mississippi, now the Mississippi, now the Mississippi. Well, actually, it's like a philosophical thing. The reason I bring this up is you also can't murder someone twice. Or can you? We tried to murder a bunch of people on our last episode. We're going to murder them again. But you know what? This time it's gangland. We got friends, JBC. And with me in the studio is my co's from a nose Moe's, but a different grand Moe's. No, different Moe's. Same. Never mind. Joe's here. Hi, Joe.
We're related.
We're related. We're cousins. Good evening, Joe. How are you?
Good evening, Jay. What do you say?
Not much. Is there anybody else around
for this part two? I think we've got LP, Laura Pauline Christ. Say hello.
What's going on, people?
There she is. The
and
man eater himself, lady killer.
We've got Fun Time Shags.
Woohoo! That's awesome.
Hello, Jespy cousins.
Well, hello, Shags.
What's up?
Hi, well, I was going to say hi to Shags too, but I had to mute myself because my wife wanted to know if I ate all the salsa. And if looks could kill, I told her, no, I didn't eat all the salsa, which is true. I didn't eat it all. I left, like, there's the rind, the dried rind on the jar, the edge, underneath the lid where it gets all dry. I didn't eat that.
There's some left.
There's some left. What the hay? Yeah,
we came right out of the gate talking over each other. I just want to say, yeah, we've got a lot. There's lots of murder shows to listen to out there in podcast land, and we've made one ourselves.
Yeah,
and so much fun that we're going to make another one. But we had to bring on the girls from QJU, Quietly Judging You, which is a podcast that doesn't exist, though it's been recorded twice.
Yeah,
one day
it's out there, guys. We're waiting for you guys to, demand it, listener.
Okay, I demand it. I'm a listener. I'll be the listener.
Want to hear the cheer of the crowd? That one person, you know.
KJU.
But you know, these girls are real fans of the true crime genre, mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, not having them on a murder episode is kind of like not having peanut butter on a peanut butter jelly simp. No, that didn't make work. That didn't work. It's like,
it's sacrilegious.
It's sacrilegious. Yeah. It's like murdering somebody with a really blunt gun. Wait, no.
A butter knife.
A butter knife.
You're not a very good murderer, are you, Jason?
I'm not a very good murderer, but hey. Can we roll into that topic right there? Like, if you were going to murder somebody, can we talk about that first? Or did Shags and LP want to talk about murder in general first? Like, what's their fascination? Let's do that. What's your fascination with murder, ladies?
I do want to say it's a little creepy how often I've thought about how I would murder someone and probably get away with it.
I'm creeped out.
Is there something wrong with that? Like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I would never murder anyone. Let me just...
You just think about
it. Yeah, guys, the girls at Quietly Judging You would like to make a quick disclaimer. We at no point during the duration of this podcast do we really mean what we're saying. We're just, it's all hypotheticals. Yeah. So don't get your butt hurt and don't call CPS or dog PS or whatever the fuck.
It's not like the show is called Quietly Murdering You.
Right.
No.
And if anyone ever dies in the ways that we are describing, you know, as this goes on, it wasn't us, and we're smarter than that. We're only giving you our, like, second best way to murder someone.
Actually,
we're going to keep the first one to ourselves.
If I was going to kill somebody...
No body, no murder.
If I was going to kill somebody on this podcast, I would say that I wasn't going to. If a podcast is going to be used as my alibi, so I would never do this, but... I'm going to put my fist through this guy's eyeball, reach down through his body to his nuts, pull them back out of his eye, and have him look at how stupid he is before he dies.
Wow.
That also implies that his nuts are stupid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I just, the idea I could put my fist all the way through. So he's a big, he's got a big eye hole.
Well, so this first round table, Jason, you jumped right in. So is that how you would kill someone, or were you just joking?
No,
if you
really
were going to kill someone, how would you do it?
The old nut rip, you know?
The old nut rip. Okay, honestly, this is how I would do it. I was thinking about this. If I had to murder someone, I'd somehow get them into a room or a space that was hermetically sealed and just let the air run out. Let them fall asleep, and that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
H.H. Holmes style, like... secret rooms and gases and shit?
Yeah, crazy. It wouldn't have to be a secret room, and it wouldn't have to be a gas so much as just they're in there, and I would like give them, like,
oxygen.
Here's a computer, you know, you can look at, you can do the New York Times crossword puzzle if you want, but eventually you're not going to have any oxygen to breathe.
So
don't worry, you'll fall asleep
first. That's the murder, though, but the big thing is getting rid of the body. You know what I mean? If you're really going to be successful, that's what's important. That's all I'm saying.
Well, like, Jason, your way of murdering someone is about the most humane way I've ever heard. Mm. But
that's because I'm
Laura brings up a good point. How would you then get rid of the body?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have some suggestions, Shags?
Well, can I just piggyback off you? Because my way of murdering someone is kind of similar.
Oh, okay.
But mine is a little bit more drawn out. And I think I have the solution to that. So how I would murder someone, hypothetically, is I would make them feel comfortable with me because that's the type of person I am.
Yeah.
And I would find a way to like drug and sedate them and, you know, make sure that they're, you know, nice and comatose. And then I would take them to their home and put them in their hypothetical garage in their own car.
Oh.
And I would let them die from carbon monoxide poisoning, you know, do our little magic trick. Mm-hmm. And then I would leave like certain drugs and paraphernalia and, you know, like anything I could in the car along with them. So it would look like an accident and, you know, things like that happen. It's terrible.
Ooh, that takes care of everything. You don't have to deal with the body because it looks like an accident.
And everyone will be too embarrassed to talk about it because it's, you know, and that'll be it. And that's how they died. I'm sorry.
Put an opiate in there and everyone will just assume it's an overdose. That's what I'm saying. Well, but if you put drugs around, then there's going to be a toxicology report. So if you use anything else.
And see, and then you just took Jason's and mine and stepped it up notch.
No,
and
I like
this
it.
Is why we're all opiates. Friends. Well, that's what I'm saying. This is why we're all friends.
You're helping us out. Murdering somebody is a group effort, right? I mean, it's best
like,
to work
I hate
in
to
team.
Say this, but that you ever seen House of Cards?
Yeah. Yeah, that was
I know
in there.
That none of us can ever support Kevin Spacey again, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But his character in that show, that's what he did. He's really good at murdering people. Another way that he murdered someone is he was talking to her next to a train, and then he was like, well, guess what? And he pushed her in front of the train. She fucking
that
died.
Was brutal.
That's true. He starts the show with a murder. I mean, it was a dog, but still. I mean, the very first thing he did, the very first thing is he killed a dog.
Did he push that bitch in front of a train or
he
something?
Did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
he murdered her. And murder that's why it's just so ubiquitous because it's like, here's a show called House of Cards, which is about dirty politics, but murder. I mean, every show's got murder in it, right? Every show.
Don't forget the sex.
Oh, yeah.
Every sex has murder in it. Wait a minute. What are you saying?
She's just saying, you know, lots of shows have sex. And murder. If you got both, you're doing real well.
Right.
You know, it's funny because if I had to take one out of shows, it would be take the sex out because it's boring, which is, you know, depressing. But if my kid was watching the show, I'd take out the murder. I don't care if he sees the sex. It's like, yeah, take some notes, dude.
Take some notes.
Well, you bring up midget nun porn a lot with the horse tail thing. Would you like your child to see that, or would you got to draw the line somewhere?
No,
right?
Why? What? So what? So when he's, you know, dating his 16-year-old girlfriend, and he's 16 too, he's like, hey, before we do anything else, can I stick this horse tail in your butt? She's gonna say no. She's gonna run away screaming. He'll have learned his lesson.
Oh my!
And that's way better than
oh my god.
Life's lesson.
Whereas if if he's out on a date and he shoots her because he watched murder on TV, he can't just like, oops, I didn't know. So I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Let him look at the horse tailed up the butt. See, okay, if this show is about murder and we're going to compare murder to sex.
This is Jason 101 right now, guys. Okay.
That implies you think your kid is going to be a murderer because he watches murders on TV, though. Do you think they're that susceptible?
No. No, I don't. I know. And that's a very good point. I think that I don't know that we've become desensitized to murder because we see it on TV all the time. But I think it's just thickened the fantasy membrane we have so that we know. We know. I think. What do you think? Do you think the murder is too ubiquitous?
Anyone? I think it makes things interesting. Which is good for TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, I hope that a lot of people, myself and my wife included, have a healthy boundary between, you know, fantasy and reality.
Totally.
And when we explore these things while watching true crime, it's not like we're exploring ways to do the shit ourselves.
That being said, how would you murder someone?
Yeah, Joe.
It's a fascination with mortality. I think it's kind of natural. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it has gone too far in our culture.
Maybe we're
a little desensitized.
Yeah.
But hopefully your son is not overly influenced by all the murders that he sees. By the way, Jason's son is named Sweet Baby Jason Christ.
Mm-hmm. Little Christ. Little baby Christ.
Yeah. Who got murdered? We were named after somebody who got murdered. Hey, Joe, how would resensitize us? How would you kill somebody?
You know, I was sitting here thinking, ooh, how can I kill somebody? And the first thing that came to mind is, let's go skydiving and I fuck with your pack.
Yeah, okay.
But then I thought back to every murder show that I've ever seen and all of those dumb motherfuckers get caught.
Down. Yeah.
And I don't think I can, look, I don't understand how to pack a chute and they would know. The guy that was skydiving would pull the cord and he'd be like, oh, Joey totally did this, and then he would die.
Yeah,
and then everybody would look at the pack. You know, everybody would look at the crime scene, and they would be like, "This is so clearly Joe."
Yeah,
I don't know how it would be that obvious, I don't trust myself with this particular murder.
Hey,
let me put it this way: if you could do it right, if you did that right, just fucked with the pack just enough, then it's kind of like Shags's murder where you don't have to worry about getting rid of the body. It just looks like a terrible accident.
But
especially
if
I could whip up some tears and run over to the body and be like,
they have to establish some sort of motive, right?
So what if you killed everyone on the plane and then you used one pack to jump out?
But you're the only one who survives?
I guess I'd have to beat everybody with a blunt object first,
but nobody would know that you were alive.
That's right, because then I just jump out, and when the plane crashes, everybody's all beat to shit anyway, and they would never figure it out.
Yeah, nobody would know you're alive.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't believe I'm the only one that got out.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't, just kill everybody, and you died too, allegedly.
I'd like to point something out.
What do you think about that one, Jason? How could that go wrong?
Because it's, you know, as a fiction writer, I can think of ways for it to go wrong.
How would they find me out? I mean, is that
give me some time and fewer beers, and I'll figure out something.
Well, what if Joe threw a couple of his teeth onto the out of the window?
What? What is some sort of voodoo ritual?
It was taken over by terrorists. Somehow wrestled your way out, and you're also injured.
So one of the dudes that was on the plane, I'll frame him, and he busted my teeth out.
Yeah.
And I was the only one that got my pack on and got the fuck out of there. Even though, see, none of that makes sense because everybody has their packs on.
You almost died a hero.
Harris, how are you going to get caught?
Else to corroborate the story. So, you know, maybe the Christs take a, you know,
I'll go with you, Joe.
Class and.
Oh my god, do you guys realize that I just started talking about ways of hijacking and murdering people on a plane and I'm Middle Eastern? This is fucking horrifying. No. Oh my god. You guys delete this whole fucking, throw the whole thing in the trash.
Not happening.
You're allowed to fly anymore as of now.
Oh no.
We'll put it in the trash. It'll be on the internet.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Hey, something real quick. Did we get Laura's how are you going to kill somebody?
Not yet.
All right. I want to hear Laura's because I have a very good point to make when all is said and done.
I feel like I just kind of revealed what it would be, but maybe some sort of like opiate overdose would probably take the Shag's route with the Black Widow thing and, you know, get to know them and then figure out what's in their medicine cabinet and then overdose them on whatever happens to be there.
Okay.
They've already been prescribed that medication. They already have a reason to be taking it. You know, anyone can find something that you're depressed enough about to fucking.
Yeah. Well, Well, both of you girls would have to pick kind of easy targets like that. You know, in both cases, you're going to have to pick someone where, I don't know, where it's going to be plausible that they died themselves. So there's going to have to be some evidence that this was coming.
Well, it also has to depend, you know, on who you're
dealing. Be it a drug addiction or suicidal tendencies or whatever.
Someone you know might be different. I don't know.
Well, whoever it would be, Laura and I would do extensive research and you know, we would know, we would... I mean, if we had to wait 10 years, we would wait 10 years.
Just saying.
Yeah. If
hypothetically speaking.
We wouldn't.
I don't want to generalize, but I do think that I think that women tend to choose...
Poison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different ways of murdering
less violent
people than men, yeah.
Less violent. Usually not passion crimes. You know what I mean?
when we're watching murder shows and some woman is slowly poisoning her husband,
awful.
I sometimes look over at Laura and she looks back at me
taking notes.
I'm like, I'm cool, right?
No, come on, honey, I love you.
Here, oh my god, I'm so glad you guys said that because I oftentimes when I serve dinner, I go, there's something special in there for you, and he'll like look. Sean will straight look at his food like. What the fuck? Like
he's like smelling it.
Yeah,
I know around in the beans
because he sees so me bad. All day walking around listening to murder podcasts. Like he knows I have it in me. Like,
well, you know what? I got to take that back. I think statistically it's true. Women will tend to use poison.
It is statistically
true. Yeah, but when you're just if you were just going to take a poll or just kind of count up all the murder shows on. The murder shows feature dudes that poison their wives a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you were just like if your understanding of the world was based on true crime shows, you would think that it's the dudes murdering their wives more often, I think. But it's statistically it's the other way around.
You mean with poison, yeah.
With poison.
Yeah. Well, let me point something out about this. When asked the question, how would you murder somebody? What I find fascinating is the three of you automatically found a way to bake in getting rid of the body. I mean, it wasn't for y'all. It wasn't. I'm overanalyzing here. It wasn't a fascination with ways of killing as much as it was fascination with getting away with it, which I find really scary. I mean, interesting, right? I mean, all you got to do.
Whereas you, Jason, you just found a really humane way to kill someone, and then you were just going to fucking. Yeah, it is.
Choking
they go to sleep.
Death? No.
They go to sleep.
No.
And he
gives
them entertainment.
Pavarotti's playing in the background.
Yeah. I mean, getting rid of a body is very, very easy. All you do is take them somewhere like downtown. And you leave the body in the street and you pin a note to their chest that says, this is what happens when you bet on the Browns.
Oh.
Or whatever, you know, pick a team. And it's
Browns. Okay. Oh my god. This has nothing to do with murder though. I thought.
Did you bring that story up?
No,
Cleveland is kind of like a murderous like
the
place
Cleveland
to live,
Browns. This is great. You guys, just a little side note. I had a really weird dream the other night and maybe this type of shit makes my wife want to murder me, but I woke up in this delirium. I was in bed and the dream had something to do with me being on the team, Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Browns.
Stop.
And I had like the full gear on and the, you know, the diarrhea brown helmet and everything. And in the dream, I laid down on a bench. I think I was a terrible football player and I ruined the game or something. And they
second
put me
string,
on the
baby.
Bench. And then I woke up in bed. And I felt really embarrassed because I was like, oh, Laura's going to walk in and see that I'm sleeping in full football gear in here with my shit brown helmet.
And he says it out loud like he's awake. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, Cleveland Browns football gear? What?
Stop. Stop, yes. Laura.
No, well, I'm not even kidding.
She came in and I was like, oh, for a second there, I was embarrassed because I thought I woke up in football gear. And she was like, what the fuck is your problem?
So I gave him some water and told him not to smell it, but everything's fine so far.
Here's your water, dear.
Here you go, honey. Stir it up. Don't mind that, you know, that white stuff at the bottom. Keep stirring.
It's lavender oil.
Which I do use lavender oil in a diffuser at nighttime. So
perfect.
There, there you
perfect.
Go. Yeah.
Take off your helmet and have a drink of water.
So I guess my question is then, is because y'all listen to a lot of murder podcasts and watch shows, is it the murder that's interesting, or is it the getting away with it? Is it the everything else? I mean, what's the, if you had to pick one?
I don't want anyone to get away with it. Anyone who murders someone should go to prison forever because they don't get to be in society anymore. Right. But, you know, both are interesting. It's kind of weird to see how people choose to murder individuals and how mm-hmm. they get rid of the bodies. And, I don't know, it just kind of gives you an insight into how those fucking people think and, you know, what their personalities are like.
Yeah.
How, you know, boisterous they are with leaving the bodies out, or, you know.
Well, to me it's threefold, and I think you'll agree, Laura, that it's one, we're fascinated with what the hell,
the psychology,
internally, what's happening with this person to push them, you know, to the point of murder.
Everyone gets that.
And then there's, okay, they're trying to get away with it, and I think when you're watching those shows, you always realize, oh, that fucking idiot, he fucked up again. But the best part of those shows for me is them, the how they figure it out, how the investigator
figure it
bust
out.
Bust the
There's
motherfuckers.
Always something.
Yeah, you know, Joe, you were going to bludgeon a bunch of people on a plane and then crash the plane, right?
And
you're going to jump out?
Yeah,
what happened, Joe?
They could get you on a motive depending on who it is.
Well, I can tell you how they're going to get him. This is what's going to happen. You told me come up with a way, and here it is. I've been thinking about this, Joe. What's going to happen is you're going to land or whatever, but you're going to get a little bit injured. So they're going to take you to the hospital, right? And they're going to say, it's so terrible about what happened. Thankfully, you survived, and you'll go, yeah. And then they'll go, a couple things, though. you now have a disease that one of the people on the plane has, and we're thinking it's because for some reason blood flew off of him into your eyeball. Also, your hand is really bruised and has lots of like iron residue, as if it was holding a pipe very tightly. We think you murdered him. Now you're going to jail. Ha! There, I did it. I can solve all these murders.
The scary part is you just have to convince a few people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So how good is the attorney, too? Because, you know, I mean, usually they need a lot of evidence, but, I mean...
Oh, they just... They have to be charismatic, too. I mean, your attorney's got to sell you. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at how many people we've seen just walk away.
Isn't that crazy? Or get sentenced, and they, you know, reevaluate the case, and it's like, well, how did they get this person in prison?
Like, literally, just a few days ago, I watched something on Casey Anthony, and I was, like, disgusted all over again. I was like, I can't, that's the lady who allegedly, apparently didn't kill her daughter, but I think she did. The little baby girl.
Oh, Casey was like, Anthony. She fucking totally killed her kid.
Yeah, and I'm
that
like,
bitch is guilty.
And I hate that woman. I really know.
Well, she's going to come out with a new porn movie or do some centerfold for one of those magazines I heard. So,
oh God,
just think about her rolling in her new mansion.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
Okay. Look, again, if I were judging reality by watching these true crime shows, I would think that almost all murderers are fucking idiots and they all go to jail.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, like some high profile ones, every once in a while, you know, you'll see that they get away with it, like Casey Anthony and what was his name? Did Scott Peterson get away with it?
Oh, no. I think he's in prison.
I think you're talking about some guy named OJ.
That dude.
Well, it stands
if
to reason.
I happen to murder her.
It stands to reason that we probably wouldn't heard about the ones where they did get away with it, because no one would have thought to make a show about it. You know, I think it would be great if Serial, on their third season or whatever, just walked in some random guy's house and said, we don't know if you committed a murder or not, but because no one has put you on a podcast, we're going to investigate you to see if you have. Because mm-hmm. then it's like, whoa, mm-hmm. I got caught because they didn't think I murdered someone. And that would be...
What about those crazy, like, cold cases where they find out that this person did it and it's been, like, 30 years and they're, you know, super old and they've lived their whole life? It's like, yeah, so fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Their whole life.
Like the Golden State Killer.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. I just listened to a really great podcast called The Teacher's Pet. It's actually... my favorite, the girls from My Favorite Murder recommended it on one of their shows. Nice. But it's a little long and kind of repetitive. It's an Australian podcast type thingy. The voices are just amazing. But it was a cold case. But in real time, as I was listening to it, the guy is now 70 years old and he was just arrested. So I love stuff like this. I love how in this day and age, podcasts are the new police department. It's amazing.
Yeah, true.
They help solve crimes. Hey, I gotta say, this, you said it was called Teacher's Pet,
mm-hmm.
and it was an Australian one.
Yeah, it's from I believe it's called The Australian, or is
Case
that
File?
Well, we listened to one called Case File.
Case File.
Yeah. Is his name?
Actually, he doesn't have a name.
He's
called the anonymous host, so it must be a different one.
No, it's called The Teacher's Pet, and it's produced by the Australian, or
Can you break down the murder for us?
That would be awesome. Oh, okay. Well, I'll make it as quick as possible. So it is about a woman, a husband and a wife, and They had two kids, and long story short, her husband was a school teacher. He had a twin brother, and the twin brother comes into the story like big time because they have this connection, as most twins do. But everyone that's interviewed in this podcast will tell you their relationship was odd. Anyway, they were both pedophiles, both basically fucked little girls in high school through the larger part of their life as they were both married with children. One little girl comes along, her name was Joanne, and the person that, you know, who was just arrested, his name was Chris Dawson, and his wife's name was Joanne Dawson. And so Joanne goes missing like shortly after Christmas. And 2 days later, he moves in, 16-year-old Joanne, and basically she becomes his de facto wife, which, again, it's like, it's a lot of like,
Utah?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There was a lot of terminology that I was kind of like, okay, like, let me Google this. Like, what the hell does this mean? Anyway, 2 days after she goes missing, he also doesn't report her missing for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So she's obviously never seen or heard from again. And this whole podcast is kind of dedicated to, and it's really sad because it's mostly women who were, you know, friends of the obviously deceased. And they were like, you know what, we were too scared to say anything. Like, we're so sorry we didn't speak up then. And it's
but good for them for doing it now.
Yeah, it's 2018 now. And now there's like all sorts of people coming up like, okay, here's what I saw. But anyway, he was just arrested last month. So,
and that's what you're saying. Crazy. Was it the podcast that or these? So it was solved way later on.
It was the catalyst to at least have him arrested. I mean, they've looked into the case 3 times prior, but he was a star rugby player, and he had a lot of connections with the police. Of course, it's always way deeper than, you know, it is looks like. Yeah, but it's a really, I mean, if anyone has the time to listen to it, it's long, but it's heartbreaking, and it's well put together. It's sad.
Wow. I'm sold though. I gotta hear it.
Yeah, I know.
Next time you go on a long drive, give it a shot.
Especially with the Australian accent.
Oh yeah, Hadley. Terrible. Hadley is his name, I think.
Well, let me tell you, the guy from Case File, like a lot of those shows, I've quote unquote listened to, but not really. I put it on when I'm going to sleep, and this dude just telling me about someone getting killed puts me right to sleep. There's something about his voice, and he's not one of those jackasses that bloviates about other bullshit or talks about himself or tries to tell you the psychology behind it. He just tells you.
Good. I love that.
He just tells you, and he's not trying to be funny either. And if he tried, he'd fail. Like, that's not his wheelhouse. And so, yeah, a lot of times I just go to sleep before anybody even dies.
Is it weird that that's a lullaby? Is that a Christ thing? Like, Jason, do you have that, like, does that lull you to sleep?
Do murder stories?
No.
Do murder stories put you to sleep, Jason?
No, they don't. What usually puts me to sleep is the very stern glare from my wife because I've been playing video games for 8 hours and...
Yeah. Well, you fucking ate the salsa, so...
Yeah, no, I told you. I left a little bit.
Kind of rude.
Yeah. So, jokes on him. There was arsenic in that fucking salsa.
Yep.
Watch out, Miss Grace.
I'll be dead soon. Hey, we're at the halfway mark, and we got a couple of little extra things, and we can dive back into killing each other.
Okay.
So, right. I have a... I have... Larko sent me something to advertise, and Joe, I saw that you had something as well. Is that also an advertisement, or is that a different thing?
No, I'll explain it, but okay. I'm stoked for a Larko. Here, let me open a drink.
Nice Foley. All right, I'll play
let me light a cigarette, too.
Okay. Well, there you go. Anybody else else got Foley they want to throw in there? You know?
I got a little. Let me just...
Okay, here's some. Okay, honey, rip us a fart, too.
Is that a little pee sound? Does it sound pee?
Wow.
She just poured herself a glass of wine.
I was going to say, if that's what your pee sounds like, your urethra must be huge.
Wow.
Listen, I drink a lot of fluids, okay?
Wow.
Very hydrated.
Yeah, it comes out like Jell-O. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. Never mind. That's gross. All right, I'm just going to play the goddamn ad here, too. Do you have terminal cancer, or are you clinically depressed? Or did you lose your job, your spouse, your kids, your home, your car, your favorite pair of Wranglers, and your dog? Do you live in a state that has decriminalized assisted suicide? Do you have one of those friends who are impossible to buy gifts for and has always wanted to see what it was like to kill someone? Well, guess what? You're in luck. Introducing the Murder Me for Your Birthday Kit by Larko. The Murder Me for Your Birthday Kit is the perfect way to help that special someone have the most unique experience of his or her life, while at the same time ending yours. Choose from a variety of homicide options, including a vial of poison, a stiletto, a garrote, a small caliber pistol with one bullet, or for a small additional fee, a piano hanging from a crane and strategically placed above an easily accessible spot. The Murder Me for Your Birthday Kit also includes a death certificate already filled in with your name and cause of death, as well as an affidavit pertaining to your decision to end it all. Not only will you be ending it all while giving someone the thrill of a lifetime, you'll also be helping out your county coroner or medical examiner. These folks are in short supply and need all the help they can get, according to a news report on HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Still not sure? Consider this. In some religions, suicide is a sin, but being murdered isn't. Also, some insurance companies won't pay out if you off yourself, but they'll have to pay up if it wasn't your hand holding the piano wire. The Murder Me for Your Birthday Kit is cheaper than a hitman, less imposing on innocent passerby than a tall building, and more convenient than just getting your shit together and making the most of your existence on Earth. And even though, technically, the Murder Me for Your Birthday Kit can be re-gifted, we're guessing it won't be. Or, if it is, so what? You'll be dead. You won't care. Order the Murder Me for Your Birthday Kit online right now and use our code JBC at checkout, and Larko will throw in, absolutely free, a tenacious gray-haired old lady to investigate your death, who will then write a syrupy mystery novel about it. So don't wait. Purchase a Murder Me for Your Birthday Kit by Larko today. What more could you want? I mean, besides being dead.
Wow.
How much are those kits?
I would like one.
They're cheap. Yeah. I'm going to apologize right now. Somebody at Larko just needs to learn how to do audio a little bit better. Okay, first of all, the guy was lisping. That was weird. And the music was too loud. I'm going to ask them to redo that. And I'll maybe put it up on the website, or maybe Joe can slip it in to this version.
I want to buy it like right now. Do they have them for kids?
Do they have them as Christmas gifts? Do they come in a bundle?
Yes. bundle is
those
good.
These are good questions. I'll ask Larko about that as well. So sorry that they didn't sound as good as I had hoped it would, but
oh my God, I thought it was delightful.
It was great.
Okay.
I loved it.
It's Larko. So yeah. Joe, do you want to do yours now a good time or
Yeah, we can do it now. This normally would be an argument for cancellation, but it's not. At the beginning of the year, I said, hey, I'm going to stop using the work that I do as an argument to end the program. I haven't successfully done that. Every single time I come up with something, I end up arguing for the cancellation of the program. This time, damn it, I mean it. This is just a montage. We haven't done a montage in a while. Okay. It's a murder show, and so I put together a murder montage. And I call it my favorite Moida.
Kill him.
I'm going to murder you.
Murder me.
I believe that he was gunned down.
Was he? Oh, no.
I killed two puppies with one blowtorch.
Murder my husband.
Murder. Joe?
Dude that has been murdered.
He was murdered.
He was murdered.
He was murdered.
Happy that this person was murdered.
R.I.P. you guys, assholes.
She was being chased by what my dad called a gaggle of Chuckies. I think they actually murder her.
When they finally found her, they beat, stabbed, and bound her.
Do I simply slaughter him? Or should I torture and terrify him first? Well,
I killed him in the face with a machine gun.
Shoot the shithead right now.
Then rams the whole barrel of the shotgun up your ass and blows your motorcycle helmet completely off your head as your face explodes.
Till death do us part, asshole.
Oh, Jesus. Please, sweetheart, let's just talk about this. She
shot me in the gut.
Yeah, just a good old montage.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. That was good. That was more than two people this time, and I liked that a lot.
I enjoyed that.
That was good.
Was beautiful. That was especially beautiful. That Russian broad.
Was she Russian? Yeah, was she Ukrainian? I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
I get all them.
Eastern European.
Yeah, some sort of, not Celtic.
Czechoslovakian or
Cyrillic.
Czech Repub.
Yeah, Czech Repub represent.
I believe her name is Ivana Chokovich.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes her Russian then. Okay. So where were we? So where were we? We were killing each other and having a good time with it. So I had a thought. Now it's gone. Something about murder. Murder. Oh, this is completely. This is a change of subject that's crazy, but I don't know. Anyway, an anecdote from me about murder. When I was in grad school, I had an on-campus job, and I worked with this delightful little lady named Hillary. She was just this tiny little innocent, big glasses. She had braces. She's just this little something that would never murder anybody. And I don't know how.
Are you going to tell us where the body is right now? Or
I never.
I'm a little concerned.
I never murdered her. I don't know that she murdered anyone. The reason I've already old sold it, this is going to be a stupid story. I don't know how we got into the conversation, but somehow I said the word murder to her. Like, we were talking about something. I don't know. And then she looked at me. There's a long pause. She looked at me. She goes, murder. But in like this high, squeaky voice. And then every time we saw each other after that in passing, like I'd be walking down the sidewalk and say, hey, Hillary. And she'd say, hey. And then she'd go, murder.
Oh, stop.
And every time I hear the word murder, I think of Hillary, who's been happily married now for 20 years. She's got like, I don't know, 12 kids, 11 kids. How a little person her size had kids, I don't know, but she did. And
how many people has she murdered?
I don't know, but I imagine, I was going to ask you this, if somebody was going to murder you, what would be the most terrifying thing about it? Not the pain necessarily, but if I saw Hillary standing above me with like a hypodermic needle or a saw or, you know, a piano, and she's like, murder. That would be terrifying.
So
I think it would be who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Well, obviously, the way you die would be fucking terrifying because some things like, I don't know, are more painful or are drawn out more, and you know you're going to die, like being choked or something like that.
Well,
or
that's the round table, right?
Who's
so
doing it?
What is the most terrifying way that you could think of to be murdered? Hit it, babe.
Burned alive.
Oof. Yeah.
Burned alive.
Or choked, because that takes a while.
What if you were burned until you were choked until you caught on fire?
I did actually recently listen to a gentleman in the 16th century who was kind of killed that way, but they broke his legs first.
Oh, well.
And then they put him up on the cross. Well, not a cross. That's a little Christy. Sorry to hit home, gentlemen. But they put him up on a pyre, I guess, and then they were, like, choking him out as they were lighting the fire and then releasing it so he would come, you know, back to consciousness as they're lighting it. Yeah.
I wonder if, like, terrible. I wonder how many times they did it.
Or
and maybe one of those times he's waking up and he's like, I'm sorry, I've got on a football uniform. And they're like, no, your legs are broken and we're killing you. And he's like, oh, okay, that'd be funny. That's dumb. I'm sorry. That was a stupid segue or a super callback. Jax, how would you be terrified if someone were to come at you with a intent to kill?
Yeah, or somehow something in the Spanish Inquisition, because I don't think you're going to go down well, and there's going to be a crowd. So that's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those Inquisition murders, that's not a good way to go.
Not,
yeah.
No, not at all.
Real bad.
Do you think you could be so terrified that you would die of fright before the murder ended?
Well, sure. Yeah. Go into shock, which I think a lot of those people did, but still, yeah. I mean.
And there's a line, right?
Depends on how long.
I was trying to imagine what would really be bad. Like if somebody cut off my junk and stuffed it down my throat, that would be really, really bad. But if somebody cut off somebody else's junk and stuffed that down my throat, that would be worse. And I think that's where
would
I would draw the line.
That's like major Ramsay Bolton vibes now. And I don't even know.
Mine
sounds a little kind of rudimentary, but God, I would hate to be dragged behind a truck.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Because it'd take a long time, right?
Like style behind a horse through like a cactus fucking prairie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you just made it worse.
Red
sashes.
That's what I'm saying. Cowboy.
The cowboy. Oh.
Not the slitty slicker kind.
But I'd rather be, you know, drawn and quartered and slowly strangled on a pyre and...
oh, God, no.
You know, I would. Being dragged behind a truck would take forever.
You
if they did it at the right speed, it would... Think about it. Oh, God.
You'd probably hit your head and, like, have a concussion and be out. You know what I mean? Like, if someone's, like, choking you out, I mean, that's a good... I don't know, minute, 2 minutes where you like have to make eye contact with the person who's slowly taking your life.
That's what you were saying before. Like, actually, what the terrifying idea is to understand who's doing it to you and to be
you know
looking
they're, like,
at them,
looking in your eyes.
So,
and, oh God.
Okay, we're all gonna get choked out. What? I want two names. I want the celebrity you want to be choked out by and the celebrity you don't want to be choked out by. And okay, just like on Wheel of Fortune, they give you some letters that you're going to guess anyway. We're going to just throw out Idris Elba right now. You know, we know you're going
to
say that. So what other – and
well,
I won't say Katy Perry.
Is it choked out to death or just like a little bit choked out?
No, it's to death, Laura.
Oh, my God.
What's your question? Like, reiterate this question.
You can never be choked out by Idris Elba.
Oh, I kind of wanted to.
Can we do a marriage counseling episode? I think that would be great.
Sexiest man alive, people, okay? Like, don't trip.
No, somebody's going to throttle you to death. Who do you want to do it and who do you not want to do it?
Well, okay, I don't want, oh my God, what the fuck is that guy's name? The Mountain's brother? Oh my God.
Oh, what's yeah. The Hound.
No. The Mountain, no. The Hound.
The Mountain himself, the big
zombie. Yeah, the Mountain himself. Sorry. And who I would be okay with.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are going to think I'm such a...
Yeah.
No. You know what? You know what? I saw him wrestle a bear. I saw him wrestle a bear. So, you know what? Leonardo DiCaprio is fine by me.
Okay. I like
that.
I like that.
He has hands. Like, he does, but he got into it with that bear that one time.
Got into it. He was raped by that bear.
That's not, so I've seen it, but no.
Well, there you go.
He was not raped.
This is,
he was not raped.
This is what happened.
Do not talk about my man that way.
Shags was sitting at a restaurant, and she idly put her hand to the side like she's stretching, and she accidentally slipped her hand on the back of Leonardo DiCaprio's pants. Well, that made him so mad. He jumped up, and he grabbed her throat, and he starts choking. And you knew it was for real when, as he's making that face, that little lock of hair fell down in front of his eyes like it always does in the movies. That little lock of hair, you know, little curl right there. And you're like, oh, shit, this is for real. That's what happened.
And that's a sexy murder there.
Yeah. How about you, Joe?
How about you guys?
Joe, who's murdering you? Who's a no and who's a yes?
You want to go first, babe?
Oh, no, we have to go boy, girl, boy, girl. Right?
Okay, so I've brought this up on the show before.
Yeah.
I'll start with who I would want
okay. To
beat the shit out of me to death.
No, not beat. No, you don't get beaten. Hey, don't change the rules. This dude and or lady is choking you.
Oh, it's choking.
It's choking. It's yeah. Throttled. Let's be strict. I mean, obviously, change the murder, change the person, dude. I could do this all freaking day, right?
Sure.
So we're going to stick with choking.
Well, it doesn't change my answer.
Good.
I would like to be choked out and killed by Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, yeah. What? Really?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
I've explained this before. There's something about, you know, in some of these kung fu movies there's choke outs and choke to death, but usually it's, you know, just getting your ass whooped up and down. But I always love to see Michelle Yeoh kick somebody's ass, you know, and or choke someone out.
Yeah.
And I would like for it to be me.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's all, if I had to choose. And then someone who I would not like to choke me out is Gilbert Gottfried.
So I've got your neck. I've got your neck in my hands.
You were gonna say Gallagher.
Well, that'd be bad too.
I'm gonna kill you. Die, motherfucker.
I like that. That's pretty good. So LP.
Gilbert Gottfried. I gotta work out that one.
So Laura, who's your choices?
I think who I wouldn't want would probably be like Andy Dick.
Oh,
yeah.
He would like make sure that you're making eye contact and be
my god,
weird thing that has nothing to do with me, and it's like, why?
Yeah, and it would take forever.
Yeah,
I gotta interrupt you there, babe, because
Andy Dick.
Remember this experience?
He almost choked someone out on stage.
Yeah, we went to see an Andy Dick comedy show, and we were sitting maybe like in the third row. Shit, Shags, were you there for that? The Andy Dick thing?
It's a birthday.
It was a birthday.
But was it? We didn't see Andy Dick, did we?
Yeah, it was Andy Dick and someone else. He got kicked off stage.
Yeah, check it out.
I don't think I was there. I would, or unless I was drunk. Shit, I could have been there.
Well, Andy Dick was fucking drunk. Let me tell you. Andy Dick was fucked up, and he got up and like he had some kid playing the guitar, and he was like singing a song. Like, what was the song? It was like, my dick is infected, but I dip my cock in vodka and everything's fine. And everyone was like, oh no. And then he invited this girl on stage
who went up there,
and her dad was in the audience.
Oh, stop.
Wrapping the microphone cord around her throat, neck. And then suddenly all the lights came up, and a dude like grabbed the mic and was like, Andy Dick, everyone, good night. And
that, like, I definitely was not there.
Wow.
That's a good birthday present.
Yeah, it was a delightful evening.
I enjoyed that.
Getting,
we did go to a comedy show together, though. I do remember that.
Getting choked out by Andy Dick would totally suck. I think I'm. That's a good sentence right there. That's a safe
getting
sentence.
Getting choked out by Andy Dick would be really terrible. I had to say it.
You did.
Aren't you glad it wasn't you up there? Jeez. Yeah.
So we know who.
I'm not going to raise my hand and volunteer to do.
No, you are not.
So we know who Laura won't send the murder me for your birthday kit. Who would you send it to?
Wait, what?
What was that?
We know who you would not send the murder me for your birthday kit to, but who would you send it to?
Who would I send the kit to?
No, I'm just saying who's going to choke you that you want to.
Yeah. Oh, got it, got it.
Gotcha.
Who are we okay with here?
I would say, I can't remember her name. What's that, like, crazy New Jersey chick that had a show for a while?
Snooky?
Foogie or Snooky?
Snooky.
I don't know.
Snooky.
Because then I know I'm doing something right in life. You know, if that person's going to kill me, then it's like...
Okay, she's going to jail, yeah.
I did something right.
You don't mind that woman having murderous thoughts.
Oh, wow.
You know, that says something good about you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I did something right.
Okay.
That's very well thought out.
That's good. Yeah. Of all of us, I think Laura's the most practical murder philosopher. Yeah. She comes up with good ways of getting rid of the body, good reasons to do it in the first place. She's okay with, you know, sending Snooky to jail. Just she'll take one for the team. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the number one serial killer.
Yep.
No, I like people kind of, you know. They're all
right. That's not true. So, Jason.
Yeah.
What are your answers?
Well, I'm thinking, like, who I don't want to murder me is, like, somebody that I would just be so sad. It's like, oh, you're a murderer? Like, Terry Crews is a big, strong dude, right?
Oh,
but I think he's, like, just a nice guy, you know? And if he's, like, holding
Terry
me up.
Terry fucking Crews, he just said.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you'd missed it, he said Terry Crews, guys.
Oh, yeah, I think he's a nice guy. I got a lot of respect for him. And if he was killing me, I'd be like, oh, man, Terry Crews, you're a killer.
That
would disappoint me, you know? So I don't want to be killed by Terry Crews. I mean, he'd probably do it quickly, right? Strong guy, you know?
He'd want to make it nice for you.
He seems like strong but sensitive, though. I love me some Terry Crews.
Yeah.
He'd, like, have lavender.
Why would you even bring him into this situation?
Because I don't want him to murder me.
I think, Jason, right before you died, he would say something like, I'm really sorry about this.
Yeah. See, if he did that would make it okay.
Dinner. Yeah.
I'm sorry I have to do this.
Yeah.
Quack, quack, motherfucker. That's a quote from one of his things. Anyway. Yeah. And then who would murder me? See, I was thinking, like, it would be kind of cool to get murdered by somebody who looks like it, like a, you know, like Christopher Walken or Steve Buscemi or... one of those types, maybe.
It would be an iconic murder.
Okay, yeah, that would be good. Or if, like, if
Mr. Pink, what's that guy's name? Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, somebody, you know.
He was Mr. White.
Yeah, that would be cool. But then I started thinking, you know what? I think I'd rather be like, I can't believe this is happening. Is this really happening? So it would have to be somebody just like off the wall, like Dakota Fanning is choking me. I'm like, seriously? Are you choking? Dakota Fanning is choking me? No way. I would like die confused. Like, how could that be? How could Dakota? And then, so I'm going to choose Dakota Fanning.
You're such a positive person. You pick like nice people on both sides.
You did.
What a wonderful outlook you have on
life. You.
But remember, he would want to be murdered by Dakota Fanning.
Right.
He would not want to be murdered by Terry Crews.
How fucked up is he in reality?
Maybe the most positive people are the ones who are just the most fucked up.
Demented and twisted inside. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to say for the record, I would not want to be killed by my wife.
Yo, yeah.
No.
I don't think you have a choice over that.
Yeah. Don't take it there, my friend.
Yeah. Well, I guess then that would be the next question, right? We've talked about who you would and wouldn't, but who would be the most likely? And I think, obviously, the person who would be most likely to kill you, if anyone is ever going to do it, would be your spouse,
husband,
right?
Did it. Your husband, your spouse.
It's
Just your husband did it.
I'm not talking about in general. I'm talking about you guys specifically, Joe, Laura, Shags. Now, Shags, I know Sean's not your spouse, but it's close enough. I'm pretty sure they're going to kill you.
Yeah. But it's going to be
slow.
Yeah.
Real slow.
Yeah, my wife's going to kill
me. The person that's most capable, it's going to be me and Laura, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because out of everybody, they would have the motive, right? Joe, I mean, of everybody on the planet, who deserves to kill you? Who deserves to sneak a cherry bomb into your burrito?
First of all, I want to recuse all of us from this podcast.
Listen, I already told you, you're not going to be allowed on planes anymore. That's just I hope you understood that.
So many things have happened.
Well, I think that you're right, though, Jason. If anybody deserves to kill me, it's Laura.
It is. It's her.
Yeah.
So if it happens, I'll just fucking take it.
See, that's what I like about you, Joe. I knew you were going to say that.
Already been killed on the side of the road. You know what I mean? Like,
God. Sometimes? Sometimes I'll call.
Yeah.
Like, this animal has not been picked up yet.
Somebody needs to do something.
Hello?
Come on.
I don't know if
I don't know if, I mean, do you think they'll do a podcast about animals getting left on the side of the road? I mean, should we do a roadkill podcast, do you think?
Who picks that up? Yeah. Is that animal control or is that like waste management?
I think it's Dale.
Is that who you call?
No, it's Dale. You call Dale. Dale's just this weird, creepy guy. Really, he's really like scary into taxidermy. So,
right. You just call Dale. They pick it up and they take it to Joe's Taco Bell shop
and make use of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say, hey, that's reduce, reuse, recycle, people.
Recycling. Laura has almost killed us both a couple times.
What?
Sure. But it was a murder, though.
Well, let me tell you, it's the roadkill thing because while we're driving, we've seen animals like almost get hit by a car, or like at one point there was a raccoon that had looked like it was dragging itself and when Laura sees that, same. Well, check it out though, because I'm driving, and then you know everything's fine. I think everything's cool, and all of a sudden she's like, ah! And I fucking start swerving and almost kill us. Because I thought maybe
Laura almost killed us. It's really you who can't keep up with this.
No, see, Shaq.
Shaq, who's in control of this situation?
Have you ever not played Grand Theft Auto? Get your shit together.
That's awesome. We're having you on the video game episode for sure. Shaq, you listened to the last episode where Joe talked about the plot of Magnolia, right?
Correct.
So it was murder when Laura screamed and Joe was swerved because the animal that was being threatened was put there on purpose.
Depending on how you look at it, I suppose. But was there a safety? Is there a safety net when you're driving a vehicle? No.
No, you're right. So I'm wrong. I have I almost killed an animal story as well. I guess it falls under the heading of murder, but not really. I was driving down the middle. I was driving down some road, and it could have been New Mexico, Arizona, something like that. I mean, it was just a long, flat, nothing road. And there was a car ahead of me, and from nowhere, this bald eagle comes swooping down, and as it's swooping down, the car is approaching it, and it picks something up, this eagle, off the road. But by then, the car is so close that the eagle sort of rolls over the top of the car and flies away. And flies right towards me, and I don't know what to do because I know that if I kill this eagle, I'm going to jail. You can't kill bald eagles. This is a national symbol. Yeah. That's treason. Or I have to become a Native American, which I'm happy to do. I think I love them, so I'll do that. They can kill bald eagles, but anyway, but I didn't. The eagle flew off, and the great thing about it was that this thing that was trying to pick up, I think it was a rabbit. Like I saw it, like the look on its face. Right as the eagle dropped it, but the car is about to hit it, the rabbit, the look on his face is like, oh, fuck. That was the look on his face like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ah, yeah. It was just like, jeez. Can I get a break?
Eye contact with the rabbit?
Yeah, I did. I saw the rabbit, and the rabbit was looking at me like, okay. Eagle or car, fuck you, whatever. Yeah.
So who did you, like, associate with at the time? The eagle or the rabbit? It sounds like you kind of felt bad for the rabbit.
Oh, I felt bad for the rabbit, but...
Okay, what about the eagle babies?
I felt bad for the eagle, too. Here, everybody, I felt bad for everything that was in that situation. I felt bad for the rocks on the side of the road, because what do they got going on for them? Nothing. I felt bad for the tar. I felt bad for the people who laid down the road, because they probably didn't get paid very much. But that asshole who...
You felt bad for yourself.
I felt very bad. Thank you, anxiety. Asshole who did not slow down so the eagle could get the rabbit. Fuck that dude or lady. I don't know.
Yeah.
That person I don't feel bad for. In fact, if I got to murder someone, right? Because that was going to be my next question, but we've only got 2 minutes. It would be that dude. I would like walk into his house and be like, hey, you remember 1998, New Mexico, almost hit an eagle trying to get a little dinner. And then pow.
You're about to get popped, motherfucker. Yeah.
I would like pull out a silencer and I'd hold it sideways, gangsta style, and I go bam, bam. And then I put a note on his chest that says, that's what you get for betting on the Browns.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I was almost murdered by a bumblebee. Well, it wasn't a sexy bumblebee. I know I bring that up a lot.
A bumblebee or a wasp?
You know what? It was. It was a big old gangly, scary ass wasp. But like, again, I was driving at really high speed, and I had the window down, and all of a sudden, a huge gangly, scary ass wasp flies in and just starts buzzing around my eyeballs and shit, and I'm like, ah, and swerving around. almost got into a head-on collision, and then suddenly the bumblebee was gone. I think everybody else on the highway just thought I was a drunken menace to society, but it was the fucking wasp.
It was the wasp.
I don't think I want to drive with you anymore.
Yeah, you tend to swerve for reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
You gotta
normally
watch it.
Normally I only swerve on the highway when I'm laughing really hard.
Okay.
That happens a lot. So maybe you shouldn't drive with me.
Yeah. Is it when you're listening to your own podcast?
Like slow grandpa sometimes. Driver when he's listening to podcasts though. It's like I'm looking at the speedometer, we're going like 50.
He's like living it. He's really living it.
Yeah.
That's he's hilarious. Into it. I love it. We can keep talking. You know, this outro is really long. I didn't mean to interrupt, but we're at the hour. And I think we've killed this topic. Yeah.
Anyway. So who's going to get away with it? Based on everyone's how you would murder someone, who do you think would get away with it, Jason?
Laura. I had to answer that question as soon as you said who. Laura.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd do it right, honey.
Yeah. I think you. I mean, you've got some. I don't give too much away, but you have a certain set of skills.
Not she unlike Liam Neeson.
Yeah. And,
Should I be worried? Do I need to go talk to someone?
No. I'll tell you off air what those skills are, and then you go, oh, okay. But I just don't want to, you know, give it away. Because what if the FBI or the
just
CIA?
The way you are.
What if the KGB
just
or the.
Don't want to get murdered.
What if somebody wants to hire you to kill people? Like, Laura, I don't want the police to know why you were hired. And they're listening to the podcast. That's why they're going to ground shags.
Yeah, for sure. I know. Bye,
I mean,
guys.
Not shags.
Love
Sorry.
You. My family listens to this. I'll miss you.
Love you.
We'll miss you too. Hey,
good
you know
night,
what?
Shags.
I know this isn't a political episode, but if Shags gets grounded, we all get grounded.
Yeah.
Solidarity, right?
Yeah.
And if Shags kills somebody, we all kill somebody.
Yes.
Whatever you do, except make out with Sean, we do. Well, if we're drunk, we will. I will. Anyway, if he's not busy.
I appreciate that.
Good. Okay.
All right, so don't kill anybody, Shags.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Don't mean
Stay
either.
Safe.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. I won't either. Joe, are you gonna kill anybody?
No. I'm a little bit self-destructive. Perhaps I'll slowly kill myself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Laura, we know, is going to kill somebody someday. Okay, yeah, folks, thanks for the show.
It's my theory that Laura is actually a contract killer in secret.
I have a particular set of skills.
Yes. Yeah, she does. Wouldn't it be cool if the way it worked is if you got a death sentence from the state, like they said, hey, you know what? What you did was wrong. That eagle deserved to live. You have to die. But you get to pick the person who's going to kill you, and it's got to be somebody you know. Don't pick Idris Elba. That guy's too busy as it is.
Yeah, he's busy.
And then I'll pick Laura. Sure, she knows a thing or two. She'd be nice about it. She'd be like, yeah, hey, you shouldn't have fucked that eagle up, so say hello to my little friend, and boom, with the bat. That'd be nice.
Meanwhile, Laura's been training in her assassin school all these years.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'd make it real quick and painless.
Aww.
Sure.
What a nice friend.
I'll be honest with you, Laura. If like I was your first one or one of your first, you needed to practice, that'd be fine. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't hold against you.
Would you take like trophies though? That's the question. Yeah.
Wait, if we were murderers, would we take trophies?
Yeah, not a body part, but some object they owned, maybe. Yeah.
Rule number one, you don't take a trophy.
That's right. Shagstones was up.
Well, what about a Polaroid?
I'd like to take a legitimate trophy, like if I went to the, you know, the Murderer's Awards at the end of the
Oh,
Best Murderer of the Year.
You know what, Joe? If you did that, I would kill you and take that trophy. And that trophy would be my trophy.
The ultimate trophy.
Huh? Oh my god, it's meta murder.
Yeah.
Meta murder.
Nice. All right, I'm going to mute myself, which is, like, not a euphemism. I'm just going to hit mute.
Well, good night, everybody. I love you all.
Good night.
I'll do the scream, and that'll be that.
All right. Later, taters.
Love you guys. Good night.
Please don't get murdered.
Voida! I'm sorry I had to do this.
Oh.